This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. California is number one in foreclosed homes. It has the most in the nation. One community near San Francisco has earned this dubious distinction, the most underwater town in America. That means many homeowners there owe more than their houses are worth. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
If you ever wondered what a spanking brand new California town might look like, then jump in Jim Lamb's car and let him give you the tour.
You notice my GPS doesn't have any streets on there right now because this community didn't exist when that disc was made 6 years ago. The streets just weren't here. So,
welcome to Mountain House, California. Just 60 miles east of San Francisco, it's billed as the town of tomorrow, where handsome 4- and 5-bedroom homes are surrounded by empty lots and ranch land. Lamb was just elected to the community board for this unincorporated town, and he bubbles like a brand new dad.
Mountain House is a planned community that, at its build-out, will have 44,000 people, thereabouts, and 14,000 homes. It's going to be made up of 12 elementary schools, a high school, a community college.
Mountain House sports state-of-the-art infrastructure with homes organized in villages to promote a budding sense of community. Unfortunately, what almost everyone has in common is debt. 90% of the homeowners here have seen their home values plunge below what they owe on their mortgages. Curtis Norman, an electronic technician, lives on a street named Prosperity. He says he'll have to tighten his belt this holiday season.
You don't have the big Christmases that you really want for the family. You don't take vacations. You don't, buy the expensive gifts. And you don't splurge. You have to put your priorities in perspective. Since I'm one income, I have to manage my money down to the T.
5 years ago, Norman paid about $550,000 for his 4-bedroom home, but his interest-only loan ballooned to $690,000. Meanwhile, his home is worth only about $430,000. As we speak, Norman is watching a new family move into a comparable home across the street.
And that's the reason you have a lot of people moving in now. They bought a house half the price, and we're still at full price, and they got the same home as we have. So it's just kind of discouraging.
Across the street, Danny De Guzman, an automotive technician, lifts the ramp of his moving truck. He beams at the 4-bedroom home he just bought for about $350,000.
Why did I move here? I moved here because the houses are cheap. I wish the prices down here were in the Bay Area, but unfortunately that's never going to happen. So this is the furthest I'll probably go.
Sales in Mountain House are staggering. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Scott Williams sells real estate in Mountain House. He says homes stay on the market for only a week or two.
You know, my wife and I, we purchased a home in Mountain House about at the peak of the market, and we've looked at it as an opportunity, not as a detriment.
So you're underwater too?
Absolutely. But underwater is relative. I mean, if we wanted to sell our home tomorrow, we could. But do we choose to? No. Do we like our home? Yes. Do we like the environment? Yes.
Back in his home, Jim Lamb monitors a public chat room for Mountain House residents. Despite its notoriety as a poster child for the mortgage crisis, Mountain House isn't unique, according to Lamb.
But if you were to isolate in any other community just the homes that sold in the last 5 years, you'd find the same statistic, I think. So to compare Mountain House to another community using just that statistic, I think, is probably not fair without explaining that every home is brand new.
But that may be cold comfort to some homeowners here. One chat room writer sums it up in two words: pretty scary. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.